Let us keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that man, as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord, thy God, chasteneth thee. Now I'm going to skip down to verse number 7 at this time, because that's where our text is going to come from. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks and of waters, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and the hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and figs, fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. The Bible said this, he bringeth you into the good land. It's a land that has brooks and fountains and the depth that spring right out of the valleys and the hills. And there's no labor to it. It just seems to abundantly be flowing all the time. You know, it's so funny how that we try our best to get water. We have to drill it. We have to work it. We have to round it. We have to do all these things. But not in this good land. It seems to be gushing forth from the brooks and the valleys and the hills. There's abundance of water. Every time that you see a blessed country, it's a country that's got water, amen. It's a place where you can grow something. God didn't put you, honey, when you got saved by the grace of God. God didn't put you in the desert. God didn't put you in a place where you couldn't go. No, I'm going to tell you something. Through the help of the Holy Ghost, there is nourishment in the things of God if you allow him to work with you. Now, as we look at the brooks, the indication is that they're not cisterns. They're not ponds or pools that can sit around. And them ponds and pools, they'll get stagnant. And they get to stinking. You get out around some of them old ponds, ain't got much water that flows through them. And a lot of it's just kind of rain water run off and kind of get in a mud hole, basically. And get all nasty smelling. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm talking about tonight. No, the text seems to speak about this good land as a place. It's not referring to that of ponds or pools, but it's a place that's flowing, where water's moving and going. When it comes tonight to the ministry of the Holy Ghost, he's not stagnant. He's not sitting still, but rather that fresh, clear water that flows in us and through us. Boy, that's the Holy Ghost tonight. That land is a good land because it's a land. You don't have to push it. You don't have to force it. Amen. It just sweetly flows from the hills, the valleys in the hills. I'm trying to say that church after church these days are trying to work up the Holy Ghost. And friend, he's either present or he's not, amen. He's either operating the service, he's either controlling the service, or he's not, amen. We can't force him to show up, amen. He is either here or he's not. But when he's here, oh my. He's not like no stagnant pond. He's not a cistern tonight. When the Holy Ghost is here, I tell you, from the brooks and the valleys and the hills springs up life. And I tell you, it's a sweet flow, amen, of the sweetness of God. They say that a brook of water that's moving only refers to a little old creek, but it can also refer to a river. Can I tell you tonight, I'm thankful that the Holy Ghost, while he might have started small in my life, boy, through the years and years of traveling, can I tell you there's a great, a massive amount of river that flows now in and out of my soul, amen. I tell you, if you'll open your intake, amen, he'll fill it full of his glory tonight. But you're going to have to open it up. There is the flow of the Spirit, but there's also the freshness of the Spirit. Notice the Word of God says, it suggests that this water that's springing up. In other words, it's water. This water's alive. It has some force about it. Clyde Sawyer was out here digging the well, and he was talking to us about that the state wanted them to cap off artesian wells. They were trying to cap them off. You know, they burst forth and make mess. Well, you can't cap off an artesian well. You cap it off, you tap the top, it'll blow the top of it off. There is force and there is power with water, amen. I'm glad. That's what happens up here at the house of God sometimes, amen. Sometimes, man, all week long, I'm telling you, you've been through trouble, you've been through trial, you've been through sickness, you've been through this and that and the other, and you finally sit down for a little while, and the choir gets up to sing, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and it's not long until the Holy Ghost of God brings a freshness to your soul. You get help by the Holy Ghost. I'm glad he can help us, amen. I'll tell you tonight, that land's a good land. It's rich with the divine assistance. In verse number 8, notice what the text says. It's a land of wheat and barley and vines and figs and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. There's seven things mentioned right there of God's abundance when it comes to that of sustenance. I want you to notice that there's two harvests that are mentioned here. There is the wheat, and then there's the barley. That barley would have been harvested first, or it'd been harvested around what we call the Passover. And that's when the lamb dies. Well, that brings my mind to that harvest was available. That barley harvest was available as a Passover lamb. And that barley harvest was usually it was usually seen among the lower class and the middle class. And I'm thankful tonight to tell you that while that barley harvest seems to represent our Lord as the Passover lamb, I'm glad that over there in Egypt when Moses told him to go take a lamb, I'm thankful tonight that they is able to get to a place for the lower class, the middle class, and the upper class. I'm glad that salvation wasn't available just to the rich or just to the affluent, but salvation was available to every man. I'm glad that I got in on the barley harvest. Then tonight, we see that other class of harvest that signifies that of the wheat crop. And it came around the time of Pentecost when the church was born. And that wheat has to do with the upper class. Oh, how God that brought in both harvests, the barley crop that began around Passover and the wheat crop that began around Pentecost. This signifies that the lower class and the middle class, even the upper class, had plenty to eat. God's a protector and God's providing for everybody. I want to just say tonight, there's plenty to eat. There's bread and grain and meal for those who move into this land. It's a land of divine abundance. I'll tell you tonight, I thought about this. I love the fact that there's wheat and barley and loaves, all of those things, but I'm sure glad that the Lord didn't leave out the dessert. Hey, some of you over here today, I was watching you. Some of you went right for the cookies. You skip the cornbread and you'll skip the chicken. But you'll go get Miss Tommy's cake and fill your plate up, amen. Notice what the text says, a land of wheat and barley and vines and figs and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. Boy, that land speaks of that sweet dessert. There's fruit in the land. There's fruit in this good land that you've never tasted with your fleshly mouth ever before. I'm talking about, listen, tonight when things get rough and you don't know what to do, I'm telling you, you get along with God. You close yourself in the prayer closet. You get your Bible down and you get you some good sweet honey and some sweet fruits, amen, to help you get through your hardship. I tell you, it won't be long until you feel the sweet touch of God upon you. Amen. I tell you, this generation today, it's hard, boy. I tell you, we got a generation today that's running around busy. They run around all the time and seems like it's hard to please them these days. You ever notice that? Youngins, they just can't be pleased with nothing. They ain't satisfied with anything. Well, you give them a brand new car today and they'll have it torn up tomorrow and they'll want something else the next day. Never satisfied. You know, I've watched churches progress down through the years. I've watched some, man, it was, I'm telling you, on fire for God. Y'all listen to me tonight. I'm talking about churches on fire for God, had the touch of the Holy Ghost, had the power of God. I mean, people, man, getting right with the Lord, all of these things. And then all of a sudden, a group comes in, says we need to change some things. They change their Bible. That's the first thing it goes. They change the old-time preacher. He's gone. The next thing it'll go from that point on is the music. The music will go. The appearance goes. Then you can't even recognize if it's a church or a honky-tonk. And when it's all said and done, they can't keep them up for one service anyhow. You don't see that crowd having no services on Wednesday night. They got to meet in small groups all the time, even all the time trying to keep something going, keep everybody satisfied and everybody happy. I tell you, there's more to the Christian life than that right there. If you'd ever just pull up to the table, friend, you'd find that there's some desserts that you can experience with the things of God. You get along with the Lord, amen. You can have God down there in the tractor shed. You can have God down there, man, listen, on the lawnmower. You can have God, amen, building a house. You can have God in the mechanic shop. You can have, amen, you can have God over there teaching school, amen. You can have the Lord, the sweet touch of the God in the schoolhouse. If you'll just trust the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.